Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Catherine.
And me, Finn. In this programme, we're bringing you 4 different phrases that we use to talk about the future.
That's right, we're looking at will, going to, might, and be likely to.
We'll tell you when to use each one.
We'll look at their forms.
And there'll be a quiz to test what you've learned. Let's get started. Catherine, can you give us an example sentence with will?
I can, Finn. My example sentence is, I will be 29 years old next Tuesday.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I thought it was Wednesday. It's my birthday next Tuesday too.
No.
I'm going to be 28.
Really?
No. It was just an example with going to.
And mine was just an example with will.
So for something we know that will happen for certain, we can use will or going to with an infinitive verb without to. We can often use either will or going to with no change in meaning. So I said, I'm going to be 28.
And I said, I will be 29 next Tuesday.
But if we're sure that something's going to happen in the future because of something that's happening in the present, it's best to use going to. And now here's Neil with an example.
Look at that clear blue sky. It's going to be a lovely day.
OK, so we don't usually look out of the window and say, look at that clear blue sky, it will be a lovely day.
Not usually. It's usually going to when something happens now that makes us know what will happen later. So that's will and going to. Now, sometimes we're not so certain that something's going to happen.
And that's when we use might or might not plus an infinitive without to. Examples, please, Neil.
I might move to New York next year. It depends on work. We might not come to the party. Our daughter isn't well at the moment.
OK, and we can also express future uncertainty with be likely to plus an infinitive. And be likely to is a bit more certain than might. Neil.
There's a lot of traffic. The journey is likely to take more than 3 hours.
Thank you. And for negatives, we use be not likely to, or more often, be unlikely to, again, with an infinitive. For example.
He hasn't trained very hard. He's not likely to win the race. It's a long way. The journey is unlikely to take less than 3 hours.
6 Minute Grammar from bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about will, going to, might, and be likely to. Let's look at questions. For will, going to, and be likely to, the word order is will, going to, or be likely to, plus subject, plus verb. Here are some examples.
Will they win the election? Yes, they will. Is he going to resign? No, he won't. Is she likely to pass? Yes, she is.
We can also start with a question word.
When will my order arrive? Who will win the World Cup?
It's possible to ask questions with might plus subject plus infinitive, but you may hear questions with do you think plus subject plus might plus infinitive, like this.
Do you think it might rain later?
OK, and now it's quiz time. Question one. Which is correct? A. Jane and Joe likely to get married this year, or B, Jane and Joe are likely to get married this year.
And the answer's B, Jane and Joe are likely to get married this year. Number two, Which is correct? A. I might not to go to the cinema tonight. Or B. I might not go to the cinema tonight.
And the correct answer is B. I might not go to the cinema tonight. Number three, which is correct? A. My birthday is likely to be on Saturday next year. Or B. My birthday will be on Saturday next year.
And the answer is B. My birthday will be on Saturday next year. 29 again, Catherine.
Again.
Yes.
Again.
And that's the end of the quiz. Well done if you got those right.
And that's also the end of the show. There's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Grammar. From BBC Learning English.